This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Expressway's coming up in 20 minutes. The best thing Jerry Jones said this morning with Sean and RJ should give you confidence. Kellen will not be screwing things up anymore. That's coming up at 5:20. It is time now, though, for a nosebleed staple, a Thanksgiving audio feast for your ears. Here they are, Woolchuck and Chiafalo.
Yeah, what an honor. What an honor it is.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy peace-a-thoning. It is peace-a-thon eve right now.
Peace-a-thon.
Really? We'll get to the blunder, the peace-a-thon blunder at
the end of the segment. Were you guys a work on Thanksgiving Day radio team?
Yes. We would do the morning.
Did you like 12 hours of radio that day, one of those things? Like we do it at the peace-a-thon stuff, I know. But
we didn't do the peace-a-thon set, but we did. We would come in and host after peace-a-thon. Last year we did that.
You do the Fridays?
We would do the Fridays. Mm-hmm. In fact, actually last year, the Friday after Thanksgiving was when we had the 66-second long or however long it was Stephen Jones question.
That's right. How about that? This Friday's the one-year anniversary.
We're going to play that. It's going to take up all moment. Of Peace-a-thon.
Yeah. If you need a breather during Peace-a-thon, just fire off that question that I had to Steven there. Yes, this is a fun tradition in the nosebleed seats. Now, we used to always do on Fridays, we would send you into the weekend with the best sounds of the week. We would do it by hitting the E-spot. This is a Thanksgiving version of that. So this is mostly sports sounds that are fun from Thanksgiving's past. There's a lot of Gruden up in here. So much Gruden love for Thanksgiving. I don't know if this is something you were familiar with in your time working with John Gruden brought us. But him and Jay have a very special way of celebrating the great Thanksgiving. And with that, we start with a brand new sound in this year's Thanksgiving eSpot edition. Here is John Gruden, who no longer has a job because he's a bleep hole, doing a bit of a hand turkey for no apparent reason.
It's very important that I start at the rear first. This tail feather gives me speed and precision. And it's these mid feathers you got to be careful with as you go around your Super Bowl ring, you know. But these middle feathers are the brain of the outfit. And this front feather, that points the direction that this hand turkey goes. And here's the head, the most important part of this hand turkey. Look at that Super Bowl ring right there. I'd make him number 37 every year because that was Super Bowl 37. And this turkey gets a smile and a bit of a chucky brow right there. Give him a little wing here in case anybody wants to take a bite out of that. Some legs, little claws that dig into the turf. Is that sweet or what? I can't make a better hand turkey than that. Happy Thanksgiving.
Damn. Happy Thanksgiving, John. There was a TV production studio that decided to make that a whole thing where it's just John Gruden.
What is he doing?
There's multiple cameras.
We all need to know.
He's tracing his own hand and making it a turkey. I have no idea.
Look at that hand turkey.
I'm glad I... I guess that's what he's doing in his off time. I just saw this video for the first time. I think it's relatively new. I don't know. But the Grudens will be making a lot of appearances here.
Well, we needed to have a discussion. Should we ban John from this? But
for being a racist homophobe?
Yeah. He slipped through the cracks. He's still in.
Well, the turkey hole. We all remember the Monday Night Football turkey hole. Here he is, John Gruden, with part one.
They're going to bring edge pressure from both sides, and the corner is going to roll up. And watch Stafford fit the ball in the hole between the corner and the safety. I don't advise this at home. What a throw by Matt Stafford. I call that the turkey hole. Don't ask me why, but Brad Johnson taught me that a long time ago when I was coaching Tampa. He says, hey, coach, I think I can fit it between a corner and a safety. Look at that, the turkey.
Yeah, it's about the size of where you could fit a like a maybe a 15-pound bird through. Yeah. That's all the window you got for a ball. That's a turkey hole right there. Brad very Johnson. Talented broadcaster.
He was the best at fitting through that turkey hole.
He could make things just sound interesting, and he had a quirky, you know, unpredictable way of spinning phrases and stuff. It really a shame that we lost him due to. Would you call that homophobic racism?
He's a racist homophobe, I believe. I believe that could be alleged there. Now, there is more from John Gruden. Part two, what is the turkey hole, John?
It's the turkey hole. It's the area when the corner rolls up, there's a hole between the safety and the corner. It's not an easy throw. You got to be able to rifle it in there, Sean. And I had a quarterback here in Green Bay who was able to do that at a high level. And now I'm watching, that's right, I'm watching one here, Matt Stafford, who makes a living putting the ball right there in the turkey hole.
He sure did.
Rules are rules there, old Chuck.
Oh, the turkey hole. Mama gave me 8 of them flapjacks, and Mama take away 5 of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide and the turkey hole.
And this one is right here, near and dear to all of our hearts. It is the Bounty Bowl. It is Jimmy Johnson. It is Thanksgiving.
Yes, this is my favorite.
Take it away, Jim.
Winning, losing ball game, of course, concerns me. What concerns me more than anything else is when you take away from the integrity of the game. I mean, having bounties on opposing players is not the way it's supposed to be done. We were told last night by a coach, and it was confirmed by two different players. There's a $200 bounty on Luis Zendejas, a $500 bounty on Troy Aikman. That takes away from the integrity of the game. And I would have said something to Buddy, but he wouldn't stand on the field long enough. He put his big fat rear end into the dressing room.
I bet Jimmy would have kicked his rear end.
That's a fat shaming Wolchuk can get behind right
absolutely.
There.
Buddy Ryan was a fat piece of bleep. Mm. I will absolutely fat shame that man. You might have liked him, Ryan, and I apologize if you did.
I did not know Buddy.
Even
at
if you
all.
Liked him, though, you'd have to acknowledge.
No,
he
I
was
like
fat.
Jimmy Johnson far more. Yeah,
Jimmy, love you, Buddy. Yeah. Go bleep your damn self.
Amen. Well said. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's the second best piece.
Buddy
audio
went after Kevin Gilbright on the sidelines in an Oilers game one time.
Well, he also looks like a bit of a bleep.
Kevin Gilbride?
Yeah,
that was two bleeps.
Wow. Two bleeps, one sideline.
Two bleeps, one sideline.
That's a good segment idea.
All right, here is a very Bill Belichick Thanksgiving.
What are you thankful for as you hit Thanksgiving tomorrow?
The opportunity to coach the team and the players and the staff that we have here. Players work hard. We have a good group. Coaching staff. It's good. They make my job a lot easier. And it's the opportunity to be a coach in the National Football League for the New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
That's Bill answer ever.
That'll get the people going there, Bill.
A Belichick Christmas sounds like.
Oh, man.
Very festive, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
No days off.
Day by day. Yeah. We do know he's into Halloween a little bit. Randy Moss got him to dress up at their Halloween years and years ago. Yeah, of the butt variety, from what I heard.
What?
Single source.
This is the longest bit in sports history, what he's doing with the media. Because you see Bill in all these other settings. He's like the nicest guy. He's got a sense
of
humor.
Fair, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's just doing this to control everybody.
It's so great.
And it's a hell of a bit.
Okay, here is a personal favorite, and Walchuk, I think you would co-sign this. This is a very Jay Gruden Thanksgiving, brother of John, Jay. Washington R-Words head coach at one point. He made an appearance, Washington versus Dallas Thanksgiving. You know how they'll come in from commercial break with a player or a coach or something, sitting down with their family, saying what they're thankful for. Here is a very Jay Gruden Thanksgiving.
Mm-mm. Like, my favorite thing is getting a fork, getting a piece of bread, getting a piece of turkey, some gravy, some mashed potatoes, some corn, some sweet potatoes, some green beans, putting them all on the same fork and taking a bite, mixing them all up together. That's the best.
That is the best.
I could listen to that all day on a loop.
You're going to want to substitute put in corn for green beans. Now you got a great bite.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what it is about that audio.
That's a giant fork that Jay Gruden is eating off of there.
It is a lot.
I'm in love with that sound bite. That's the best, man.
Oh,
that's
the best.
But is he really wrong? Is. Don't you try and kind of load up the fork and go for it, right?
Or you just stuff it all into a roll. and you just go for it all
like
together in a roll.
Thanksgiving stand-up.
All right, let me ask you guys quickly here. The Thanksgiving, actual Thanksgiving, or the after where you're making sandwiches and kind of picking and grazing on things?
Okay, so I am that like the Black Friday running back the leftovers from yesterday to me is the favorite. You get a thin layer of the mayo on a sando. I do like the spicy brown mustard with some turkey. Make sure there's still some crispy skin floating around. Pop it together, toast the bread, and now you're partying.
Lucius, could we hear the Jay Gruden fork Thanksgiving one more time, if you don't mind, please?
Like, my favorite thing is getting a fork, getting a piece of bread, getting a piece of turkey, some gravy, some mashed potatoes, some corn, some sweet potatoes, some green beans, putting them all on the same fork and taking a bite, mixing them all up together. That's the best.
Yeah, that's a tiny amount of each one of those items.
Meticulous
preparation.
It would be. He sounds like he's eating that bowl from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yep. That thing, whatever.
It's a famous bowl.
That big old bowl with all that stuff mixed together.
Finger licking girl.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to a throwback sideline. Mic'd up, Marshawn Lynch. Here is a very Marshawn Lynch, a beast mode Thanksgiving.
What are you doing for Christmas? Christmas. I mean, I got to get to Thanksgiving first. I'm going to give all turkeys back in the hood.
I'm with you. You want me to come?
You will? I appreciate it, though, big dog.
Hang on.
But I'm going to be in the hood giving out turkeys, trying to restore my community.
That is Richard Sherman.
Skittles
and Marshawn Lynch
is the best.
A little Thanksgiving interaction there, and I believe Richard Sherman was a man of his word that year.
He
did go along and hand out turkeys in the neighborhood that Marshawn Lynch is from. So
from
very
Oakland,
cool.
Right?
Yes, he is.
Outside of Oakland?
That's right. Yeah. He is from Oakland.
It was great to see Micah Parsons picking up that tradition for the Cowboys here.
Yes, sir.
Boom. Yes, it was. What was it, 1,000 turkeys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
1,000 turkeys. A
lot of turkeys.
A lot of birds.
A lot of neck.
Here we go. Speaking of birds, the turducken, John Madden. Here's a very
when he cuts that with his fingers,
it's
like it's the bust.
It's absolutely unbelievable. Here he is, John Madden.
Well, you know, we had one before the game out there. We had one turkey that we got. There's Willie, our driver, Dave, other driver, and there's a turkey. And if you notice, you know, like the girl says, here's a leg here and a leg here and a leg here. There's four legs. I think this one may have, you know, a couple down there, too. But we have these turkey legs that we're going to give out after the game.
Little piece of pie gone already.
Right there, well, you never know. I don't know who's in that bus when I'm up here. I don't know who's down there. But I know that six-legged turkey's there.
Yep.
And we're going to have those six legs to give out to the MVPs of this game.
But we got a turducken, right?
Yeah. This is a turducken right here where we got, you know what a turducken is? A turducken. This thing here is a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned turkey. Cut sideways, and you get a little turkey and a little chicken and a little duck. Now, that's there. That's turducken. Then over there, we have the turkey. See, now, here's the turkey. We got one leg, two legs, three legs, four legs, five legs, six legs. But anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know it. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey. And it's really five different things. It's a chicken, a duck, a turkey, and two kinds of dressing.
And are you going to have one on your Thanksgiving table?
Yeah, I'm going to have one. I have to bring it, though. But, because it... Oh, here's
here
a picture.
Here it is.
Here's a picture one.
Turducken.
Yeah.
Picture. That is it.
And you see, you cut it, like, right down here. See, and then this is what it looks like inside. See, so you got turkey and duck, and then dressing, and then chicken. And then you just have to do it that way.
Okay.
Now, I mean, that makes sense.
Now, can I get some hoisin sauce for that?
That's unbelievable.
This stuff is looking good and smelling good and tasting good. We got to dig in and start eating now.
Oh.
John, R.I.P. to the
817 sounds like Caliendo doing a Gruden spoof. It was real though, and for a long time. I could hear him and Summerall just talk about things forever.
Oh man, that's childhood right there. I miss them so much.
Well, here we go. We got a couple more. Here's a very Zach Wolchuk Thanksgiving.
Oh, what the hell?
I want the canned, disgusting, lubricant, jello-like cranberry sauce, and I'm going to smother it all over the delicious bird that we like to call a turkey, and we're going ham, baby. That's my kind of Wolchuk Thanksgiving.
Man, you sounded half in the bag there.
What was going on
that
there?
That was pandemic radio where he's at home hammered doing like midnight radio
with
me.
I think it was. Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
It was great.
Props for that.
That was fun because that was the night before Thanksgiving, and that's the biggest party night of the year. And so
I might have been at Baby Dolls.
We had to work. We were doing radio, but obviously we had to party together a little bit. And here's a very, I believe this is a very Alex Jones Thanksgiving.
I will eat your ass.
Wow, that's uncalled for.
That's
Alex.
It, Lewis. Okay,
that was uncalled for.
I thought we tried
Alex.
To ban that guy.
We did. We've had the bouncers keeping him out of the club, but for some reason, Alex Jones still finds a way to come in there and just eat asses. Now, finally, here is, in honor of Peace-a-thon, the blunder that I had, I believe it was now 3 years ago. I had to fill in for Sean Sharif.
And this was your last fill-in, right?
This was the last fill-in. This is the way that we kicked off the first installment of daytime KNC Peace-a-thon, and it was disastrous for me. That's the Jason Garrett press conference, and they'll have more of that. KNC Masterpiece Peace-a-thon coming up next.
Peace-a-thon.
Yeah. I said it like Mike Tyson might.
And they'll have more of that. Like the Jason Garrett presser is just going to keep going.
Right. Well, it's weird. They wedged a Garrett presser in the middle of a crosstalk. I didn't know what was going on. I was just trying to get out of there, and I ruined Peace-a-thon, man.
More of that. Peace-a-thon.
There it is. Sorry, a Thanksgiving audio feast from the nosebleed seats. Thank you, guys.
Love you.
I would vote more Madden for next year. Maybe a little less screwed. Maybe. Just a little.
I'm in on
a lot more, yeah. Okay.
We got the expressway, including the best thing Jerry Jones said this morning with Sean and RJ. Gave me confidence Kellen Moore's not going to screw things up. We'll get you that cut. We'll get to Bobby Belt and then Lucius Alexander, LA Live, coming up at about 5:40 right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, Nation. It is time now to hit the expressway commercial-free to the top. We're going to start with Dak at practice. Says there is mutual interest with the Cowboys and OBJ. He knows how much I want him here, and a lot of these guys in this locker room I've seen have reached out on their own in a different way to make sure that he understands this is a team he can help, and we want him to come help. What has Beckham told Dak about his interest in joining the Cowboys? Mutual, honestly mutual. Said Prescott in a three-word answer. That makes me believe it a little bit more, you know, when he's talking about it. And it makes me believe that maybe they're going to put the full court press on and convince Odell Beckham Jr. to come here, even if it's not the best contract offer for him. And I do think he's going to have to take less money to come here when it's all said and done. I'm going to get you that Jerry cut here in just a second. The Glazers, who own Tampa and Man United, say they are open to selling the team. Ronaldo left there. It's a mutual parting of ways. He didn't respect the coach. Messi says no excuse for their stunning World Cup upset loss to Saudi Arabia earlier. Brian, what's the details on that game for the take-home?
Yeah, it's funny that I have my connections there in Saudi Arabia, and I go, what a great time for the country. What a great, for the soccer team and all that. And my guy over there told me those players for winning that match, each player got $2.8 million.
Holy cow.
Wow. For winning that match.
You could see the celebration when a brilliant goal went in to make it 2-1. And I was like, these guys are having like a spiritual experience. What is going on here? I mean, I know it's cool to beat Argentina and you're in the Middle East and everything and your supporters are all in the audience. But the $2.8 million that guy made for himself and all of his teammates, that had to be the best feeling that anybody's felt in sports in a long, long time.
Man, that is so cool to hear
that. For that victory, each player got $2.8 million.
Now, for the uninitiated like me, would this be like a one seed falling to a 16 seed?
Yeah, that's a David versus Goliath.
Yeah,
NCAA tournament.
Maybe a 215.
Yeah. Yeah, Argentina's third best team in the FIFA World Cup rankings, and Saudi Arabia was what, in like the 40s?
Yeah, they're not the worst team.
Not the worst by far.
Qatar is way worse. Yeah. That would be like a one seed losing to a high school team.
Oh, okay.
That's neither here nor there.
But if you're Argentina, they've had a World Cup before where they lost to Cameroon. Yeah. Which was a huge upset, and they end up taking the cup home that year. So, and then they've got in their group, they've also got Mexico and Poland, who play to a draw today. Both, I just listened to the match, it just sounded like the commentators were saying it. Mexico struggles to score.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and so does Poland.
Well,
so,
good thing they had Ochoa today. Brilliant a penalty kick save against Lewandowski. Reason to believe the Cowboys might have finally fully realized what the right game plan is. Jerry Jones was on with Sean and RJ this morning. He joins every Friday at 8:30 here on 105.3 The Fan. And he was asked about the offense and maximizing everything. And let me see if I can get the exact question in here. Does it feel like... Sorry, Lucius. Does it feel like Kellen Moore has finally figured out how to use Pollard? Here's Jerry Jones.
Peter Frampton.
Well, I think Mike McCarthy, candidly, has seen how to not only maximize Kellen and maximize what we can do offensively, but match that up with what Dan's doing. And that was for a coach that has coached a lot of ball games. I see if we can win this game out here Thursday that he'll win 150 ball games.
Yeah, Mike has realized how to maximize Kellen and how to match that up with Dan Quinn. Last week, we heard from the Joneses and we heard from the coach, and they all said we'd like to go back in time and run the ball more. I think that moment against Green Bay was the last dying embers of any sort of a hint of the Cowboys getting over 5 yards per carry, but passing twice for every run attempt. And I think that's sort of Jerry Jones saying, this is exactly what we want. He also talked Sunday night about Dak Prescott's game and how efficient he was. And he's like, that's the game we want from Dak for the next 10 years. 25 attempts, high efficiency, couple of runs, and playing that complimentary football. What do you guys think? Are you buying or selling the idea that that broken game plan that was presented in Green Bay is gone for good?
I don't even feel like the game plan in Green Bay was bad, maybe up until you got into the fourth quarter. And we talk about how it was a two-score game at the start of the fourth quarter, but it was really a one-score game because Green Bay has the ball and they score right at the start of the fourth quarter. So majority of the fourth quarter there, you're talking about a one-score game. So it's not like this game is now officially in the bag and we can just milk this thing because we're up for the most of the fourth quarter by two scores. To be fair, but if you wanted to say, hey, we should have given it to Tony Pollard, who had a nice day that day, and Mike Davis had a nice day that day, not gonna hate you on that. Malik Davis, excuse me. But otherwise, I don't fully buy that they are just going to lean into what they did the other day. Mm. They still like to they like to just drop back, and we just talked about Mina Kimes calling, you know, saying Dak, nice work at the line of scrimmage, doing whatever changing you did. Dak still feels like he can do that stuff, and they're going to want to throw the football, and that's going to be fine.
Well,
with
that doesn't
me.
Mean they're always going to throw it. He might be checking into runs.
Fair enough. Absolutely. But I do think you're going to see plenty more games where Dak is throwing for more than 25 attempts.
It better be after the run's been stuffed. I got to say.
Yeah, and you averaged, I think as a team, they averaged 3.8 on Sunday, which is pretty special. And I know the numbers could be skewed. I'd like to know what the average was going maybe into the fourth quarter rushing the ball, because in the fourth quarter now things are much different, and that can skew the yards per carry. But still, when you look at the Cowboys, you're very efficient. You're talking about top three or four efficiency in early down dropbacks, meaning on first and second
down. Why don't you just pass
down
it every time then? Why are you running at all?
Why wouldn't you pass it every time? Well, yeah, that probably wouldn't be the smartest thing. I think going all, I mean, it's like, hey, some teams blitz really well. Should you blitz every play? Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
I don't think there's, yeah, I don't think there's many avenues in life where you could just say we should do that every single time.
Yeah.
Even in passing. So
there's something about the run, even though you're getting half the yards per attempt, that sets up the defense for those big pass plays. That's why those early down passes look so explosive, because the defense is worried run. If you keep passing like 2-1, then they're thinking pass, and you don't have the opportunity to have those metrics on the early downs.
Yeah, sure, sure. I totally get that. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I absolutely get that.
That makes perfect sense. And I mean, the issue I did have with the Green Bay game plan was they threw the ball probably 20 times more than they should have. You know, they needed to run the football more in the second half. And I do think that as long as they have Ezekiel Elliott, and I don't know why that having Ezekiel Elliott means that they'll do this. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think having Malik Davis is fine, but in their mind, they just have like a comfort in having Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard, then they'll stick with the run. Yeah. You know, I think this team is just better with a balanced approach of like throwing the ball maybe 30 times, running it 30-40.
Well,
offense is at their best.
I thought it was really interesting that Jerry Jones says Mike McCarthy has figured out how to maximize Kellen Moore. And if that's the case, then it sounds like Mike needs to make constant reminders to Kellen Moore, you know, and keep the foot on that pedal, because Kellen Moore wants to go back to passing. At least that's the way that I see this, and he's going to need constant reminders and maybe a replacement in that position. You know, if this happens again, it's a fireable offense. Let's bring in Bobby Belt for more on this topic, our Cowboys insider here on 105 Through the Fan. Bobby, how the hell are you?
Wonderful. How are y'all?
Oh, doing good. Do you think Zeke is so important they'll bring him back next year?
Is he so important, or do they believe he's so important?
Yes, there might be
a distinction. If he comes back, it's going to have to be on something extremely reduced. I mean, it's going to have to be, he's making 15 right now. Like, I wouldn't bring him back for, he'd have to be playing on like a fifth of that to me. And so if he's willing to do that, sure. And he might. He really loves being a Cowboy. It may be something that he's willing to make happen. He's ceded a lot to Tony Pollard. They talked about that today.
Yeah.
How selfless he's being about this whole thing. So they could under certain circumstances, but man, it's got to be it can't be a significant chunk of the cap to be a short yardage back.
Dak Prescott talking about OBJ today, that raises my probabilities. It seems like him taking an active role in the recruiting, you know, and the way that he's relaying the messages, yeah, I think is important as well. It's hard to interpret what the Joneses are saying, but when Dak answered those questions, I think my odds of OBJ being a Cowboy went up about 10-15%, Bob.
Yeah, because when everybody was talking about it a couple weeks ago, and he knew the question was coming on a Thursday, and he kind of gave us all a quick, like, 10-second political answer where he's like, you know, oh, it's a great player, we'd be excited to have him, but, you know, this is a business, and 31 other teams would like to have him too. It's like, okay, all right, well, you knew that question was coming, and you came out with that, so that's clearly the only that's the limited scope of what you wanted to say on it. So I was surprised today that he took like four questions in a row on it and really got detailed about how much he'd love to have him here and his communication with him and things like that. And so I think it speaks to, you know, just how real it's probably gotten for all of them. And Dak kind of made reference to it, of just how real like this recruiting period has gotten and that it's going to have to kind of be all hands on deck. And so I think the politician side of Dak kind of went out the window. And he's in that recruitment mode now. They understand it's you know, getting down to crunch time, and if they want him here in the next 2 weeks or so, they're going to have to woo him over here.
It's Bobby Belt here on 105 Through the Fan. What kind of a game do you expect on Thursday? Is it a high-scoring game? Is this a blowout that we're heading for? What kind of a fight are the Giants going to put up?
Man, I've been so wrong the last two times. So take whatever I say with a grain of salt, because I thought they were going to handle Green Bay pretty easily, which they were kind of on track for before they melted down in the fourth quarter. And then I thought they were going to lose to Minnesota in a close one. So, look, I think that Dallas is so clearly more talented than the Giants are. And I think that a lot of the same things we were talking about back in, you know, September, late September when they played them, still apply here. And the Giants are even more banged up now, and Dallas is even more healthy. And Dallas has, I think, figured some things out on offense that they didn't quite have under control when they played the Giants last time, and that was still a road victory where, you know, fourth quarter of that game, they were pretty much in control. So this is something that I think there's a reason why you're seeing that line go from, you know, 7.5 up to 8, now up to 9 or whatever it is. It may have moved, but as of this morning, it was up to 9, is because I think everybody's feeling really good about this being a potential double-digit victory for Dallas. If you play your game, you should handle them rather easily because you are just that much more, you know, discernibly better than the Giants right now.
Is it still too early to know or have a pulse on who might be out or who might be available yet for Thursday?
Man, it's funny. The injuries, I think, you can get a little bit of a handle on. And if it was just a question of, like, for instance, DeMarcus Lawrence's foot, I think we'd have a handle on that and be like, he's going to play. The wild card here is just this flu or whatever that's just kind of going through
there. Yeah, I'm reaching out people too, Bobby. I'm trying to figure that one out.
And that's so unpredictable. Like, is he going to feel better tomorrow? I don't know. Like they can kind of project things out a little bit with some of these injuries or see how they're responding to things. The flu, man, this one's a lot harder to kind of navigate. I mean, Kelvin Joseph started the game last week and then had to come out because he was having issues with it. And so it's going to be tough to anticipate the illness factor. On the injury front, it's sounding like unlikely you get Anthony Barr, which is not the worst thing given how Damone Clark has been playing, I think. I think if it was just about the foot for DeMarcus Lawrence, he would play, but he's obviously popped up on the injury report with the illness designation as well today. And so, you know, that's a question. Micah Parsons is good to go. Jerry told us that. Micah said it today that he's good to go, said he was pretty sore on Monday, but he feels really good right now. And I thought it was interesting. He was talking about how sore and banged up he is, because I know people have been concerned seeing how often he kind of, you know, is slow to get up or whatever else. And he's mentioned that, you know, once you're ID'd as a good player in this league, that you're going to see a lot more traffic, which means a lot more bumps and bruises. And it comes with the territory of being a guy that offense is key on. And so the expectation for him is that he's going to feel like this midway through seasons a lot of times, and you just got to power through it because it's what comes with the territory of being a top-tier player on a defense.
I'm glad you brought up Damone Clark. What was your take on how he looked and performed against Minnesota, and did you hear any feedback from anyone else within the organization about what they felt about him?
I thought he was good, but PFF had him as the lowest graded defensive player, so F me. I mean, I don't know.
Well, their grades are bad.
What are we all doing talking on radio if we have PFF to objectively tell us who was good and who was bad? I think that they're... they've been so impressed with just his makeup, his intangibles, the character traits, which were obviously on display, being, you know, that he wore the 18 at LSU. That's a big deal. And I think that work ethic and that commitment to even get back on the field was really impressive to them. And now that they're actually seeing him contribute in a way that I don't think even back in September they thought was realistic, that he'd be contributing this much on defense, and it's kind of been out of necessity. But I think they're so impressed with the football character and the intangibles, and I think you saw a much more comfortable player who was allowing himself to play a little bit more free against the Vikings this past week than he did a couple weeks ago when he had to kind of step in and play a lot against the Bears. But I think they've just been absolutely thrilled with how he's progressed, and more importantly, I think they're thrilled with how he can be an influence and a kind of, you know, yin to Micah Parsons' yang. Like they really think that them together as a you know kind of accountability partners in getting better as football players and keeping everybody else accountable on the defense. I think they're really excited about that pairing and that relationship.
I think he's looking more comfortable, Bobby. That's what I would have to say about him.
You know,
I think that the comfort with him and kind of knowing where he needs to be and all that, I think there's going to be a game where we'll see him finish a lot better than he has. I mean, those grades and stuff like that, I can understand, you know. I mean, he's trying his best to kind of not make mistakes and stuff like that. But, you know, I think that, you know, his best to his is really clearly ahead of him, the more he feels comfortable about playing.
Yeah, and I think context matters too, which I'm not saying you're not saying that, but I mean, I think the context matters of, you know, this is basically second game for him because he really didn't play much against the Packers. And when you consider the fact of, I think he's doing his job, even though he's you know, maybe played things a little bit safe or he's been out of position time, I still think I'd take what he's giving you right now over what Anthony Barr gave you. Which sometimes it was better, but sometimes it was a lot worse, and you never had a clue of which one it was going to be.
Got to run. So. Oh, Bobby, sorry to cut you off there. Is there anything else before we let you go?
I just said I love you all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Love you, too. Love Happy you, Thanksgiving to Bobby Belt, now a member of Sean and RJ Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m. every weekday morning. Tyler Smith looking good at left guard here on Cowboys Twitter. Some of these cut-ups. I think this is going to be a pretty nice improvement. That's something to be excited about as well.
Hell yeah, Vach Lombardi putting that out. And that law firm of Smith & Smith, when Tyron comes back, if Tyron's back to what we think he could be, that could be a fun left side.
It is time now for L.A. Live with Lucius Alexander into the Pimp Cup for L.A.
Things you should never do on Thanksgiving, fellas, right after Rick.
Well, all right, you squares.
Time is smoked. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance some of everything.
Hold up.
Everybody get high.
Hey! It's LA Live for November 22nd, 2022. 59 years ago today, fellas. JFK.
Yes.
Yeah, JFK.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a cold
day. Still haven't found a man's brain, right?
Still have not.
What's going on here?
It's in my backyard.
What's going on? What are we doing? Everything is a rich man's trick. That's a pretty good documentary if you want to know about the JFK situation. I didn't send it out on my Twitter, so you don't have to get mad at me. Let's see what's going on here. I got a question for the Tolos. Name something you should never do on Thanksgiving. I asked this to the people that follow me on Instagram, and I got some interesting reactions. Go ahead, Broadus.
Yes, take off your pants at the table.
Okay, yeah.
Good one.
Okay, let's loosen, get into it,
you
bro.
You can loosen them, you know, but maybe not take them off.
Let's
you know?
Get into it.
Brian, I won't come over then.
I'm going to write that down. Don't take your pants off. Let's see. Be upfront on timing. Do not make the guests wait for two or more hours for the food.
Wait a minute, Lucius, you told us early that you got the revolving door at your place, right?
100%.
If you show up, you show up. You might get food. You might not get food.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there will be food there. There's going to be rummaged through.
Yeah.
You're going to be scraping the sides to get all of that flavor in there.
Vader said file for divorce.
Don't file for divorce on that day?
It's a bit awkward.
Yeah. Plus, the courthouse is closed.
Yeah.
I might hand her the papers over there. Hey, I got something for you. It's right under the tree. Can you go check that for me?
I'll be thankful when you sign.
Yeah. Yes, right under that napkin you're about to use. Yeah.
I'll be thankful when you sign it.
First got served.
For me, like having the TV on during dinner if you're sitting at the table, that's weird.
Okay.
You know?
Unless
if you
it's Cowboys?
Go informal,
man, I'm telling you, my family goes crazy for the Cowboys. It's even the other family that I have, it's always, well, we set everything around what time the Cowboys are playing.
So I will have the Cowboys game on while eating, but that's when you call the audible and you go fully informal, right?
Okay.
If you're at the table, TV off, if you're on the sofa, that's just how we do it.
It's your Thanksgiving. I would say,
don't bring up politics unless everybody's a member of the same team.
Don't bring up politics. Yeah. Bam, right there. And I love when they bring up politics. I'm not a member of any team.
Okay.
By the way, I don't gangbang. Let's see. Don't bring someone who's not invited.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. At least give more than the day of heads up to the people hosting, because that's happened before.
I show up to your place all the time, Eric.
Oh, okay. That's a different situation.
Okay. So I got popped up unannounced is right up under there, so do not pop up unannounced.
Yeah.
Don't talk about how you're ruining your diet.
Yeah.
I usually don't eat this. I've been eating pretty good.
As you're shoveling onto your door. Plate,
Don't eat until you... What?
Oh, no.
Oh, don't eat until you feel sick. That means don't stuff yourself.
Yeah. I thought that was the point of the day.
I thought so, too.
Come up just short of that, maybe?
I guess if you go just short of it, then round two comes quicker, right? So you end up, by volume, eating more if you don't get completely full at each one. If you save a little bit of room, you let it go, and then 30 minutes later, now you're back for a full plate. Does that make any sense, or does that not make any sense? Walchuk's confused. Walchuk's like, I only eat to get as full as humanly possible
I don't know,
at all times.
I mean, my grandmother raised me.
This is not making sense.
Hey, there's starving children out there. You need to make sure you finish what's on your
plate.
Clean
that plate.
So
which is not something I ever understood.
As if me eating what's on this plate is going to make anybody else less hungry is completely foolish.
You're right, but I've never done anything otherwise.
You would have said that at my house. You would have went to bed with no dinner. Oh, yeah, young man? Let me show you something. Don't bring your brand new significant other. Y'all don't even know each other yet.
Yeah.
Y'all don't even know each other yet.
Yeah, because she's not going to make it to the next Thanksgiving.
So what's considered brand new? Like 3 months minimum? 3 months and passes the line?
I don't know.
I would say 3 months is a good ballpark figure, though.
Okay.
Yeah. 90 days. That's what jobs do, right? He made it past 90 days. You can go ahead. Give him a badge.
I guess if you met before football season, then you're in.
Let's see. Don't win.
If you've been talking about the other person, you can't spring it. Yeah. Like, because some people secretly date. You can't just like randomly bring the new significant.
Guess who's coming to dinner? Don't get creative with the menu. I mean, if you have a dish that you said you were going to bring, don't get creative with that. Because everybody's expecting, okay, she's got the mac and cheese, she's got the green, she's got the dressing, she's got the blah, 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 whatever cases may be. And that leads me to this audio right here. It's old audio, but it's Thanksgiving, y'all. Mom is not a fan of her daughter, like, experimenting with a Thanksgiving, I think it's mac and cheese. Let's see.
Since you up the macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
You're cleaning
macaroni and cheese.
Since you up the macaroni and cheese, you're cleaning up all this by yourself. Junior, Dejana, nor me are gonna help you clean up. We told you don't put that in the macaroni and cheese, but you insist on putting it. So since you wanna do things your damn way, we're gonna do our way. We get ready to go upstairs and go to sleep while you clean up all this for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. We love you, but guess what? This ain't fair that we couldn't even get a decent thing of macaroni and cheese because you decided to do some bullshit you didn't see off the damn internet. Don't experiment on damn Thanksgiving. Don't experiment on Thanksgiving. Mom, you experiment by your damn self.
I've done this with
cream cheese before. Hell, don't try it with us. We don't want that. Auntie Karen gave you the damn recipe, but you chose to do on your own.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I gave you the recipe. Who puts this cream cheese in the macaroni and cheese?
I already
gave you the recipe.
Yeah.
I already tried it before, but don't try it here.
Don't try with us.
Come on now.
Right as you hit that cut, 817 texted in, don't talk crap about the food when you didn't cook or contribute.
I was saying don't judge.
Absolutely.
Don't judge. Yeah.
Ooh, shout out to that 817 right there, sir. You won a prize. I don't know what it is.
Unless you mess up like a family recipe, which it sounds like the daughter did.
The daughter, obviously she did. Yeah, to put the cream cheese in the
she don't bleep up.
How about this? Don't do this on Thanksgiving. Take a picture of your meal and tweet it out. Because it's probably going to get got.
That is the greatest part of Thanksgiving. When folks tweet their plate, they're like, oh, this is going to kill them. And then the comments is just everybody ripping your plate apart, bro. That is a Thanksgiving tradition,
it
dog.
It is, yeah.
Man.
The internet is not a judgment-free zone.
Yeah. No, they, no, no,
it's a cesspool of negativity.
The struggle plates, bro. People love the struggle plates. They're hilarious. Cooking for Babe? Oh my God, I love that.
Happy birthday, Baby Nasty.
Yeah.
Mr. Nasty's been texting in. Happy birthday, Baby Nasty, and happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, 817 wants a ruling. My significant other has only been mine for a month, but she's way out of my league, so I'm definitely bringing her and showing her
off. Trying to show off, yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, all definitely do it.
Don't let one of your cousins or something scoop her up like a ground ball right in front of you.
Mr. James. Mr. James.
Why was I thinking James?
Mr. James.
There's always a damn James.
Mr. James.
Speaking of Mr. James, if you don't know who Mr. James is, Tolo, you need to listen every day at 2:30. We do G-Bag of the Day. If you see anything out there, hit me up on the social medias at Lucky Lucius P. Our winner is Mr. James.
Mr. James.
He's look like an army vet. He's at the Walmart, and there's a man on the street situation. Walks up to him with a microphone. He's like, okay, I oblige. I'll talk to the microphone. And he started spitting game.
Okay, me or Black History Month?
Repeat that question again. Mm-hmm. You or Black History Month?
Mm-hmm. Which one will you choose?
Right now, probably be you. Go ahead.
Why me?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You're a nice, attractive-looking young lady. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
And
so you love your history?
Yes, I do love history. I majored in history.
Okay.
Period. So why you choosing me over history?
Because I know enough about history, but I don't know enough about you.
Mr. James.
Mr. James.
Boy, he's sweet.
Got it.
Gosh, man. He's sweet. He'll scoop your girl up.
Absolute
watch him.
Stud.
What you here? You look like girl. You need some breaks. Go, bring your car over here. Mr. James, go ahead and get you some breaks, girl. It ain't nothing. I want you to be safe out here. Can't believe your man ain't got you no breaks yet, Lord. He must be young. let's get some knowledge real quick before we get out of here. How did the cities in the DFW get their names? I'm reading a book right now. It's like really enlightened me. Dallas, no one knows how the name of Dallas got their name. Like, nobody knows.
No.
Few stories, but I don't even want to get into it.
It's about white settlement.
Good question.
Denton stand up.
Car wreck.
It's named after John B. Denton. Oh. He's a minister in the 1800s. He was a soldier fighting Native Americans. He was making room for all the settlers. Yeah. Stand up Denton.
Stand up Denton.
DeSoto, Thomas Hernando DeSoto Stewart. He was a popular physician who dedicated his life to community service in that area. So they gave him a name.
Dr. DeSoto, thank you.
Dr. DeSoto. Duncanville, originally known as Duncan Switch.
Basketball players.
In the 1880s. After a railway line foreman. So there's a lot of railway situations. Yeah. They was named after a railway line foreman. Duncan Switch. Arlington, Texas, stand up. Formerly known as Johnson Station. Pretty sure that has to deal with railroads again. But in 1877, it was renamed after Robert E. Lee's hometown in Virginia. Arlington, Texas is a nod to Mr. Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
Frisco, Texas, stand up. 1904, you're named after,
earthquake in San Francisco.
Kind of. It's an honor. The St. Louis San Francisco Railway.
Okay.
So they call it Frisco, Texas. It's crazy. Grapevine, of course, was named after plentiful Mustang grapes.
Yeah.
Ooh, the grapes.
Mesquite, Texas used to be called Mesquite Creek.
Okay.
Then they had a whole lot of mesquite trees along that creek.
Wood, yeah, I thought they were called.
Now it's mesquite.
Good for barbecuing.
How about it? Grand Prairie, originally called Deckman, Texas. The Texas and Pacific Railroad named it Grand Prairie when it looked out and seen all the beautiful prairies.
Look out there.
In 2022, there is no prairies.
Yeah.
No prairies. Benbrook, named after James M. Benbrook, who petitioned for the railroad station to be built there. How about that? Flower Mound, named after a prominent mound in the center of town with more than 175 species of flowers. So Flower Mound was really named after flowers.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, how about that? All right, I'm going to get out of that. There's a whole lot more. It's a great book,
yeah,
though.
I think we're like the largest landlocked port in the world, or maybe it's just North America. But like every other big city is next to the ocean, so you can bring in goods. But our railroad history just brought everything to us and through us.
Yeah, and they thought that the Trinity was going to be pretty awesome, like the Mississippi, but I mean, we can all see that didn't happen.
Yeah. It's tiny.
He tried.
What kind of a boat are you going to float down that thing?
Yeah, he tried. He had a vision, but it just didn't work out for him.
Did not live up to the hype.
Oh, Fort Worth, named after William Jenkins Worth, an American officer during the War of 1812, the Second Seminole War, and a Mexican-American War.
He survived a lot of wars.
He's a lot of killing. A lot of killing right here. I got a prank call. This guy called his boss on a prank call situation.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let me see if I bleeped it. Make sure, because I've been screwing up this week. All right, here we go. Yeah,
be ready. Here we go.
It's bleeped. Let's see. Prank call.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I just wanted to call you and tell you there's a race of alien women that are abducting people with big okay? Now, you're not in any danger, okay? But I just wanted to call you and tell you. I just wanted to call you and tell you this spaceship is f***ing awesome.
Y'all got that joke?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's make sure y'all got that joke. All right, man, I'm out of here.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
L.A. Live with Lucius every night about 5:40. Now, TD Tuesday is coming up next, an audio celebration of all the best touchdowns from the world of football. That's next year on 105 Through the Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.